This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We do have some official audio from Shedeur Sanders ahead of his first start, the preseason start for the Cleveland Browns. And this is all courtesy of the University Hospital Browns Radio Network. Now, I have not listened to this, but we have been told that if you are a Shedeur fan, should we have a trigger warning here? You might become aggressively enticed by what you're going to hear. That's how Keith kind of put it to us.
Keith did this?
Remember? Keith literally talked to us about this, saying you're going to love what you hear from Shedeur.
Jake did this.
Keith did.
I didn't hear Keith at all.
Not just now, like leading back.
Oh, no, I didn't get the memo. No, I would have been crazy excited for this. No, Jake almost tempered it like I thought, I don't know. All right, now I'm excited. Right,
Kayla, can you comment on this?
When Keith was talking about it, JP was already past us. He just breezed by us.
Oh, I thought you had been prepared. All right. Well,
I know. I'm coming in this blind.
All right. Well.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. Well, okay. Simmer down. So this first clip here again.
Don't give me a dungeon.
From, you don't need one. It's wherever you want it. Just put it in the old mines.
Get it out, please.
This is from the University Hospital's Browns Radio Network. Shedeur on his start tonight.
Honestly, I'm just excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited. Go out there with all my teammates, and we're going to be able to compete. It's like muscle memory to me. I feel like me again, of course. So now it's time to be legendary.
Oh, he gave you the be legendary. You were on the fence. You were not going to do it until you heard be legendary.
I wasn't going to do anything anyway. What do you mean? I like the be legendary at the end. I like that he seems like he feels like he's being me. I like that. That's a good thing that he feels like, because it'd be odd if he was coming out here and talking about him being uncomfortable or what a weird situation this has been. But this is classic Shedeur. He has found in every interview and every sort of setting to be able to make it seem as if everything is on the up and up. Meanwhile, half of the media right now is talking about how he's got his back against the wall, not given a fair shake, this and that. And he's just cooler than the other side of the pillow. This is who he is.
Watching you be able to turn your Shippologist tricks in real time is just beautiful.
This is who he is.
It's
this
like
is
a
like
gift.
He's so
like you were put on this earth to apologize for Shedeur
he's
Sanders.
He's so unfazed. It's amazing.
Is he 26? Is he 30? It can't be 22.
That's what I don't understand. Like Coward goes on that big rant of like, oh, because he makes Myles Garrett laugh. All of a sudden, he's not a real adult at 23 years old, and I want my quarterback to be like he's 43 instead of 23. All right, Colin, listen to a press conference once in a while. Shedeur sounds like he's about to go ahead and talk to me about my 401k, and we're going to go ahead and sit down and do a crossword puzzle together. Like, the man seems like he's nearing 43 instead of 23 right there.
Remember, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, consult a doctor. Here's another clip of Shedeur from the University Hospital Browns Radio Network. Shedeur on whether he needs to get hit tonight.
Nah, I don't have to get riled. I don't have to get hit to get back in football mode. I mean, overall, it's just a mentality you got to go out there with, you know. So you're either going to be the hammer or you're going to be the nail. So we're going to make sure our guys and the team and the offense is ready. And defensively, you know, everybody that's going out there that's competing, we're going to be ready. I mean, I want to go out there and establish us just being the Cleveland Browns, you know, the new and improved one.
Good answer. Relatively dumb question, all things considered. Yeah, I know some quarterbacks like to get hit. Like, that's, I always thought that was too much of a macho thing. Like, I love the reality that Shador puts out there of like, no, I don't need the car accident on my body. I think I'll be okay.
There are times where that's apt. I don't know a kid who played behind the worst offensive line in college
and spent his whole life running and trying to avoid being hit is going to be like, yeah, I would like to be hit a time or two. That does sound like a lot of fun. It's like part of the Shador's game that we actually critique is the idea that he spent his whole entire time in college trying to avoid getting hit.
Does it be like
maybe
asking,
stay in the pocket a little bit longer and take the hit? But he's like, no, I don't want to do that. That's not fun for me.
This would be like asking a soldier on D-Day, do you think you need to get shot again?
Exactly.
I think all those times was enough, and I'm ready to just, you know, put down the arms here.
So trust me, I remember how it feels. We're okay.
I just think where we are tonight is if you honestly have an open mind on Shador, then there's really no bad outcome to come out of this. Like, if Shador has a bad game tonight, well, that probably answers a fair amount of the questions to come out of this. If Shador has a great night tonight, well, I think that, you know, posits some optimism there, and maybe he's more in the quarterback conversation. And even if he's just mediocre or just average, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Like, yeah, you probably don't answer as many questions as if he was one of the extremes, but him getting out there is valuable experience and tape you can remember if you're the Cleveland Browns going forward, and same for the fans as well.
For sure. Mediocre is tough, though, or average tonight is tough, because I think a lot of the fan base wants to go to the extremes when it comes to Shador, and if he's just average, it might stamp down what we kind of should expect tonight, which is, I mean, he's a rookie quarterback. Like, look at some of the quarterbacks you watched last night that were all rookies. Now, those guys were all taken in the Checks Notes sixth round, one round away from Shador, but they all struggled in a big time way.
Well, this is where I do think that it's going to be harder than I think we realize to quantify. Did he have a great night or a bad night or somewhere in between, or a mediocre night or an average night? He's not Cam Ward. He's not like the, I'm going to make plays off schedule and throw the ball all around the yard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Positively or negatively, like
Or he's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, like Shador is what we would call more of a system quarterback. He is more play within the system, make smart decisions, don't turn the ball over.
Which is why Stefanski should love him, though, because he should be able to thrive in Stefanski's system.
Well, but I think my point is, like, if you're looking for, you see that 70-yard pass that Shador had to gauge Larrabee?
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, but I don't know that people understand that.
So,
I don't know everybody's watched Shador the way you or I have.
But we haven't done a good enough job telling people what they need to be watching tonight or what they should be expecting tonight then.
I put this one on you.
Okay, fine. No, because I've said it enough. You haven't listened enough or listened hard enough.
Quick flip-flop there.
If that's the case, I hate
it. When I threw it on you, you were like, we have done a good enough job. This is on you.
No, but it's true, though. Like this is like the part of what makes me so excited for tonight and why I have a hard time thinking that he's going to have a hard time thinking this is going to be some sort of just calamity out there is that what has Stefanski in the time that he's been here done best? He has gotten wide receivers open in spades. The problem that they've had with Deshaun Watson that they had in early parts of Baker Mayfield is they weren't able to hit a lot of those guys. But when you like actually watch those games and watch what a Stefanski offense is, guys are open all day long. That's what he does great. He schemes guys open. All you needed this entire time was an extremely accurate quarterback to be able to hit those guys. Shador can do that. Now, maybe the problem comes into play if Shador can't find those guys or can't see those guys. But in college, he was able to. So, 10 to 15 yards, he's going to be able to thrive. 5 to 10 yards, he should be able to thrive.
I kind of am going in expecting okay, right? Because it is his first NFL action. He has not had a lot of really, really great reps, but I've kind of X'd out a really bad performance simply because he's a football player. Like, this is like the number one thing that I think matters about this situation and to the Shahive that has said, he doesn't have enough first team reps. You're trying to make him fail in this preseason game. I understand why they're saying that. I would say, like, this isn't like a ridiculous athlete who's learning to play quarterback or learning to be a football player.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing I am certain about Shador is he's a football player. And given that he grew up being Deion's son, given the fact that he grew up being Shador Sanders and playing as much football as he has since he was as little as you possibly could,
yeah.
The one thing I fall back on is if you let football players, and there is a distinction, like football guys who are just, it's innate. It is part of their DNA that they are football players, and I think Shador classifies as that. If you no matter what the situation is, if you put them out there, they'll have some level of success.
Yeah.
And I think that's more where I'm at with Shador is I would be surprised if he was bad because I hate to go too far into this, but there is the element of you were born to do this.
Well, and part of that, I think, speaks to this next point about how when it comes to Shador, I think he's got something that a lot of the other six-round quarterbacks that you watched last night play that just doesn't exist for them and that there's no moment that's ever going to be too big for him. Like someone was tweeting at me like, is this the most amount of people he's ever played for in his life? Like, well, one, no, that answer is no. But number two, it doesn't matter anyway. Like the pressure side of this for Shador is just non-existent. In the same way that we do give credit to some big school quarterbacks, like for Will Howard, for instance, I would say the same thing. I mean, Will Howard played in a national title game. He played in a million playoff games at Ohio State. He played in the game at Ohio State. Like, he'll be fine. He can do the pressure side of things. Shador's in that same bucket as well. He can't be concerned about that. It won't affect him in the slightest.
216-474-0092. Is a mediocre performance from Shador the worst outcome because it won't answer as many questions as one of the extremes? And can someone in the AFC North please make this thing interesting? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.